Residential property sales skyrocketed after the reopening of the market during lockdown level 3. Uber Home Loans recorded their highest volume of home loan applications in 13 years. We speak now to Rhys Dyer, Uber CEO. A very good evening to you, Rhys, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
What is driving this growth?
So a couple of things. Primarily the low interest rates. As you know, interest rates down at 7%, the lowest we've had in over 50 years. So that's the primary driver. But also banks lending still, lending quite strongly in the market at the moment. So I think those two factors combined are really what's driving the growth.
And you've done some research which revealed what in terms of the age of the people that are buying property?
Yeah, we are definitely seeing a slightly younger age entering the market, which is obviously extremely positive. So for our first-time home buyers, average age now about 34 years, and for across our entire population at about 37 years, and about a year younger than what we've seen in the prior year. So, yeah, I think the low interest rates are definitely encouraging more first-time buyers and more younger buyers to get into the property market.
What are we seeing when it comes to buyers wanting to get 100% bond?
Yeah, I think it is a function of the more first-time home buyers looking for property in the market at the moment. The vast majority of those first-time home buyers don't have access to a deposit, so are asking banks to approve their loans at 100% of the price of the property. And we're seeing a significant jump up in customers looking for 100% bonds. So I think about 64% of our applicants at the moment are asking for 100% loan. And importantly, we are managing to get over 80% of those applications approved by banks. So definitely, a nice market for first-time home buyers to enter the market and get a 100% bond.
One would have thought that, with everything that is going on with COVID-19, it would not be such a lucrative time for people to even be looking for homes, but alas.
Yeah, it does seem somewhat counter-cyclical to what we're seeing in the market, and obviously with job losses and business closing. I do think that that the bank lending that we're seeing, whilst it may look concerning in relation to potentially what may come, bad debts and the like. If we look back over the past 10 or 15 years, it's not significantly different to what we've seen in the past. Certainly in relation to what we saw in 2005, 2006, 2007 before the property bubble. So, we're still comfortable that that the current level of lending from banks is sustainable into next year.
What is the future of the property market in South Africa?
Yeah, it is very much a tale of different sort of home sizes at the moment, Judy. So the market that's really pushing ahead is probably more the bottom to middle end. So I'd say in the 500,000 to 1.5 million price range is where we're seeing the vast majority of the activity. And I think there you will continue to see strong demand driven by good bank lending and low interest rates. And you'll probably see as a result prices starting to tick up there and potentially some stock shortages in that space. But and that probably does extend even a little bit higher up to sort of the 2 to 3.5 million rands. But at the very top end of the market, if we're talking, 5, 6 million and above, we're still seeing quite slow growth, as sellers having to drop their asking prices by 10 to 15% to get a sale, and properties are on the market for a while. So, very much dependent on where your property is as to what your market dynamics are at the moment.
Thank you very much for your time this evening. Rhys Dyer, Uber CEO.